U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that he was open to carving out deals with countries seeking to avoid U.S. tariffs, but those agreements would have to be negotiated after his administration announces reciprocal tariffs on April 2. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump also said that he would soon be announcing tariffs targeting the pharmaceutical industry, but declined to give any details on when or at what tariff rate. He told reporters that countries including Britain had approached the United States to try to cut deals and avert the reciprocal tariffs. "They want to make deals. It's possible if we can get something for the deal," he said. "But yeah, I'm certainly open to that. If we can do something where we get something for it." Asked if such deals could happen before April 2, Trump said, "No, probably later. It's a process." Meanwhile, a group of automakers representing General Motors, Toyota, Volkswagen, and other major companies warned new 25% tariffs President Trump plans to impose next week on imported vehicles will hurt U.S. consumers. Additional tariffs will increase costs on American consumers, lower the total number of vehicles sold inside the U.S., and reduce U.S. auto exports, all before any new manufacturing or jobs are created in this country, said Alliance for Automotive Innovation President John Bozzella in a statement. The group represents every major automaker, including Ford Motor, Hyundai, Stellantis, Honda, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. Bozzella said the group supports Trump's goal of more U.S. auto production. "We are committed to building and investing in the U.S., but these facilities and supply chains are massive and complex, and can't be relocated or redirected overnight," Bozzella added. The White House did not immediately comment. Ford CEO Jim Farley told employees in an email on Friday the impacts of the tariffs are likely to be significant across our industry, affecting automakers, suppliers, dealers, and customers. Despite the fact that more than 80% of vehicles Ford sells in the United States are assembled in America, this does not mean Ford is immune to the impact of tariffs, which could be meaningful, Farley added. Other questions remain open, including whether Trump will extend 25% tariffs imposed earlier this month on vehicles assembled in North America that are not exported under a free trade agreement, and if next week he will impose reciprocal tariffs on the EU and others that further hike automotive tariffs. The White House said on Wednesday it expects the new tariffs on autos and auto parts to raise $100 billion in revenue over the next year. Automakers may spread the tariff cost between U.S.-produced and imported models, cut back on features, and in some cases, stop selling affordable models aimed at first-time car buyers, as many of those are imported and less attractive if they carry a higher price tag.